As Baltimore's bike share program collapsed last summer, the city replaced it with a dockless electric scooter program. WYPR's Lisa Snowden-McRae reports that the scooters appear to be a big hit so far, even in neighborhoods sometimes bypassed by innovation.
Rapper and Baltimore native David King, who goes by the name D-Dave, says it was a no-brainer to put one of the Bird dockless scooters in his new video. In it, he's shown cruising down a city street on one while he raps.
It's been probably the biggest thing, like right now, probably Birdie and dirt bikes. And everybody rides one. It's not one person that doesn't have a Birdie. Even if you got a car, they still ride them.
The video quickly made the rounds on social media, garnering over 2,000 views on Twitter.
It just seems more of an availability and transportation for everybody. Because, of course, we always had hacks here. And I also feel like it brings kind of brings together. Because when you see people on Birdies, just like the kids, for example, a lot of kids and stuff, they get in the Birdies. And you don't see just one, you'll maybe see a group. And just like yesterday, I seen a whole family on Birdies. And this was down Fells Point. They were all riding together.
Baltimore shut down its troubled bike share program in August and launched a six-month pilot program with scooters by two startups, Bird and Lime. Since then, the companies have placed about 2,000 scooters on city streets. In October, Baltimore's Department of Transportation reported customers had taken more than 250,000 rides on those scooters. Liz Cornish, executive director for the biking advocacy group BikeMore, says Baltimore is something of an anomaly when it comes to dockless scooters. There was a backlash against them in some cities, she says. Some companies came in uninvited without a formal agreement. Other places, people saw the scooters as litter, but in Baltimore, it wasn't such a big deal.
We've been way more tolerant and more accepting of the scooters here, and you see such a wide, diverse array of users, young, old, black, white, everybody in between.
Cornish says that Baltimore is very much a car-centered city, but that's slowly changing. Work is just about done on the Maryland Avenue cycle track, which provides more than 2 miles of protected lanes from 29th Street to Pratt Street for cyclists. Last month, the City Council passed Complete Streets legislation aimed at making Baltimore easier to traverse for people who don't use cars. Will dockless scooters and e-bikes be more successful than the bike share program? Dr. Celeste Chavis, a Morgan State University professor who studies equity and transportation, says the limited funding of the bike share program didn't allow for enough docking stations.
If you only have funding for maybe 40 stations, but you need to have them all be within like a bikeable distance, there's no way you can cover the city.
Without the need for docks, the scooters can cover the whole city. There's still a lot of work to be done when it comes to the future of the scooters. Come February, the pilot program ends, and city officials will have to design a more regulated program for dockless scooters and electric bikes. It will be up to city officials and future vendors, be they Bird, Lime, or a different company, to ensure that the bikes and scooters are as accessible as possible. Cornish says it comes down to profit.
The private companies will assess that proposal process or the agreement that the city will require companies to enter into, and they'll assess whether that's profitable, whether that makes sense. And if it's profitable, they'll come here.
She says that's sort of the risk you take when you rely on private industry for public transportation. I'm Lisa Snowden-McRae for 88.1 WYPR.